Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't even consider a regular 7300 for only $50 upcharge. You'll make that back on the back end. Our 7300s we're holding solid at, about $800, give or take. Good deal. A real good deal would be about $7. Nowadays, with that one out, it's pushed it down a bit. Yeah, absolutely no brainer there. Now, what I'm a used gear guy, and what you can generally take advantage of in a situation like this is, there's a lot of guys out there that are just absolutely meticulous with their equipment. I'm not one of them, but you find a guy that wants to upgrade, and get a real good deal on a 7300 that was, meticulously maintained. That's worth considering, because you might get something like that, down around $700. I mean, that's a hell of a savings for catching a guy who's got a really clean, low mileage one that's just looking to upgrade. But I'll look at that too. I'll get inside. I got groceries here, some frozens. I got to get inside, so I'll just do that, comparison on the. I'll Google it, figure it out. But I got that PTR export for mine, so I can do some stuff, Lance. I can't mirror the display, but I can do a lot of other stuff. In fact, I run SDR software, and I don't even bother with the display on the radio. I just use that, and I can click on a signal and go right to it, and it'll control my radio and everything like that. And I prefer that SDR. I forget the name of the software. I prefer that to just mirroring the screen, and then for things that I need to, like menu and stuff like that, I go to the screen, but so does everybody, because the extended one is not, it's not really going to do that. All right, I got to get inside. Carry on. I'll pick it up if you guys are still gabbing about it in a bit. W8FU.